Hello and welcome to the Sunday Tea Time. So today we're going to talk about restaurant marketing. And the reason for that is because most of us want to see our favorite restaurants to survive. And restaurants are really got hit hard from this crisis.
Yeah.
And it looks like that step by step they kind of reopen or are able to open again. So nonetheless, we want to help you guys a little bit and share some ideas, share some marketing strategies that can help on the one hand to get people in the door now, mm-hmm. and on the other hand build a sustainable strategy for the next months and years. Mm-hmm. So when the world is changing.
It's actually projected that 25% to 50% of restaurants will not make it, will close as a result of this.
Okay.
But we'll see. The thing is that restaurants have a very low profit margin, mm-hmm. and a very short runway, if any at all. So this is a difficult time for them. And I think we all as businesses can learn from the restaurant industry as well. So this is an interesting topic today.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs food and we love it.
Yeah. So if this is the first time you are, you're listening, you're watching to the Sunday Tea Time.
Yeah.
We basically go live every Sunday at 5 p.m. and talk about business and marketing related topics for Jamaican business owners, for the Jamaican market. And we are here to answering your questions. So feel free to share any thoughts, any questions you might have in the comment section. I'm trying to monitor it all the time. It usually has a 10 to 20 second delay till we see your guys' comments. So be patient with us.
And please let us know if you can hear us properly.
That or just say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can see and hear us loud and clear.
Yeah.
That would be helpful. Okay. So to give you a little overview what we going through today, we have a little structure. I want to talk about three different steps, three different mm-hmm. topics, things that you can do to get more people back into your bar, your restaurant, whatever you're operating. So step number one, we want to talk a little bit about content production, meaning how you can produce content, distribute content for social media, for your marketing strategy. So that you get the word out there and mm-hmm. get as much exposure as possible. And then in the second step, we want to talk a little bit about promotions and different kind of advertisings you can maybe run to fuel that even more, to get even more people mm-hmm. as quick as possible back in the business and at least get some revenue, get some cash flow to pay the operating bills. And then last but not least, we want to talk a little bit about different options, how you can kind of make your restaurant or your business recession proof or I don't know, COVID proof, talking about delivery services or maybe other options or other things that you can put in place to make sure, no matter what happens over the next months or over the next years, that you can, still serve your customers and at the end of the day, still make revenue.
Yeah. And survive. That's the point.
Yo. Okay, so Instagram is working. Uh-huh. Hi guys, good to see you.
Hi.
I don't know if you guys on Facebook and YouTube can hear and see us, so feel free to put something in the comment section in the chat.
Yeah.
Just to make sure everything is working. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about content production, shall we? I think you're way more the expert in the scheduling, etc. than I am. Nonetheless, I think, probably the big parts when it comes to content production are on the one hand, the producing and the scheduling, right? So I think the first, or I think you can basically split your marketing or your production of your creative, or no, let's start differently. Basically, when we're talking about our organic social media marketing strategy for your restaurant business, I would do two things. On the one hand, I would produce your content in bulk, meaning have one day and then you shoot, produce all your pictures, all your videos.
Well, before doing that, actually have a strategy and goals, objectives to be able to reach to that level. But yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. You need a plan to do so. But in general, you have two things that you can do. On the one hand, you plan your long-term strategy where you really plan out what you want to do on a monthly basis, for example, what your promotions are, what you want to showcase. And then you have a kind of behind the scenes thing where you basically show your day-to-day operations of your business, give a little bit behind behind the scenes look. And then absolutely exactly, the strategy.
Yeah, I like what you just said in terms of integrating the organic strategy with the promotions that you have. For example, you know that your restaurant sells some sorts of sweets or cakes, for example. That's a restaurant then, in a bakery in this case. And Valentine's Day is coming up, and you know that you're going to do a Valentine's Day special and promotion. So before that time actually comes, then you would be sharing content all about chocolates, all about the certain sweets that are surrounded with the whole Valentine's Day vibe, to get people to get in that mode, basically, and in anticipation for the actual day and event itself. And then, of course, incorporate your promotions alongside with that.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's why it's so important, as you said, that you have, when you're then planning to or how to execute these strategies, that you actually know what your goal is. So that, you know, okay, one, do you want to have a special theme in that month? Do you want to have a posts that are leading up to a special offer that you're promoting, things of that nature. So make sure that you have a proper strategy planned out.
Great.
All right. So hi, Genevieve and Rita.
Hi,
great
Rita.
To see you guys.
Another thing that we should hit on in terms of content and ads as well is not only showing ads of your food, but also your process. So the behind the scenes, the story of your restaurant, story of your business. Why should people be interested in your restaurant in comparison to others? Okay, because it's a restaurant, the food is supposed to taste good. So you have high competition, especially in Jamaica, where food tastes real good. So ensure that you have a story that people can attach themselves with and connect with as well, and show your behind the scenes. So ads are not just promotions. They are also showing behind the scenes, showing the story, showing food, etc.
I forgot what I wanted to say.
And something to remember in the meanwhile, while you're trying to remember, something to remember is that you also need to focus on retargeting. It is extremely important because John Taffer, he said, for example, the first time somebody comes to a restaurant, they have a 40% likelihood of coming back. The second time, they have a 42% likelihood of coming back. And then the third time that they come, they have a 70%+ likelihood of coming back a fourth time. Okay. So it raises exponentially between the second and the third time. So ensure that you get your patrons in the door at least three times. And your marketing strategies and campaigns and promotions need to have proper retargeting and timely retargeting to actually get that to occur.
Yeah. So you need to market three visits instead of just one. Exactly. And one question we get, generally speaking, asked quite a lot is what should be the platform you should start with or focus on. And I think especially when it comes to the restaurant or to the bar business, the number one platform to start is definitely Facebook and Instagram. Maybe even Instagram even more, because I think when it comes to food, it's a super visual thing, and pictures and videos, it's definitely the way to go.
Yep.
So Facebook and Instagram as a starting point when you actually plan your content strategy for the restaurant.
I would also add Google My Business to that, because with that you can also collect reviews. And for the restaurant business, a bar business, etc., this is really important to have reviews. Social proof is extremely important in these industries. So one, with Google My Business, which is free, by the way, to create an account, people will know where your restaurant is, and they'll be able to see reviews from others about their experience, about how they found the food, etc.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the first steps you should take. Make sure that your Google My Business placement or account or however you want to call it is properly set up, and that the most important things are there. I mean, number one, the location.
Contact.
And that the location is not only on Google Maps, but that you maybe have a description or something, especially in Jamaica, where not all the GPS maybe works 100%. So make sure that people can actually find you. Then number two, opening hours, so that people know when you're open, and then contact information, phone number or a website if you have that, so that people, and of course maybe picture of your food items,
and the type,
short description, the type of course, and maybe a short menu. Can upload all that stuff to your Google My Business account, so that basically when someone is searching for food or a restaurant in your area, that your restaurant shows up. I think that's one of the first steps and most basic ones, but most effective ones, honestly, that you can do to make sure that people can find your restaurant and they actually get the foot traffic as soon as everything is opening, that you can get it back.
Right. Don't just add your Google My Business and then wait for reviews. People don't just give reviews. Even though they had a perfect time and wonderful, most people will not give reviews unless you prod them or ask them to do so, okay? So ensure you actually ask for reviews. And speaking about reviews right now, then I'm going to ask you to like this video and subscribe to our YouTube channel if you're watching us on YouTube. And you can like it on Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube. So don't just expect people to give you reviews. You need to actually ask them for it. I mean, think about when was the last time you gave a review? We don't do it quite very often, even whether or not we actually had a really good experience.
That's true.
There are a lot of times that we just don't do reviews.
And I think it's like people are 10 times more likely to give a bad review or share a bad experience
than a good one.
Than a good one. So you want to kind of incentivize or ask your customers, if possible, to leave that review, because I think especially in the restaurant space, when tourists or people that don't know your restaurant or your bar or whatever you might operating, and they see it for the first time, they look at the stars. And if you only have like 2, 3, or 4 stars or something like that, and only a handful of reviews, and your competitor has hundreds of reviews and a good star rating, then guess what, where your customer is going to visit or going to go.
Right. Yep.
All right. By the way, feel free to ask any questions or share a little bit about the problems or the challenges you might have, so that we can answer or be as specific as possible if the experience or the strategies that we are sharing.
Yeah, keeps eye off IG. Hmm? Keeps eye off IG.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, I think these were the most basic steps content. You can do. Yeah, make sure you have your social media content up and running, that you actually communicate with your customers, and that they can find you, meaning Google My Business account properly set up. Yep. All the information is there that people can see at the first glance what they need to know.
Oh, one thing we forgot in terms of content. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it earlier in terms of producing and scheduling and trying to do that all in bulk so that you can plan out your strategies. One thing to note when you're producing, and I say this because I've seen a whole lot of terrible pictures and videos in terms of producing. And when you look at food, it needs to look good. So make sure that you take good pictures of the food that you are showing on your website, on your Google My Business, on your Facebook and Instagram, whatever pages there are, because that is very important. Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead.
So I think it's probably not even a bad idea, but thinking about hiring a photographer to take these pictures, especially when it comes to food photography or cocktails or things like that, because you need a little bit of experience. But if not, and if you have to do it by yourself or one of your staff members, then at least make sure they use a proper smartphone that has a good camera, and that you actually that you edit the pictures afterwards, for example, with a free app like Snapseed. Is one that you can use, or there are other photo editing apps out there, but to make sure that the pictures actually look good and enticing, that people want to come and want to eat in your location.
And if you're doing this DIY, then do it the DIY way. Go to YouTube, watch some videos of how to actually do it before going to do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you're not going to hire a photographer, make sure that you understand how to do it properly yourself. Meaning understand how to frame the image, how to take it, how to actually create a great atmosphere for the image itself, and to edit it afterwards. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because think about that, the picture, or maybe even the video, if you want to put a little bit more effort in it, maybe how you cook or prepare the meal. That's the first thing a customer is going to see or get in contact with your product or your brand. It can taste as good as it wants, but if nobody sees it first or hears about it and has an incentive to go there because that looks really good, people can't taste it, and then therefore the experience basically comes after they walk in. So you need to kind of try to create a little bit of that experience up front and make sure that you have good pictures, good videos, and your content actually reflects the quality of your food.
And when you're creating content, create it for people, not for you as a restaurant. Actually think about who is looking at it, and remember earlier we talked about actually telling your story, showing behind the scenes, etc. These are ways to build a community. And it is very important on social media, for example, to have a community, to have these fans before you actually start promoting to them. So try to build a community as well for your business. Yeah. So we can get into number two now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about what kind of promotions you maybe can run on to accelerate that a little bit, to incentivize people more, and to fuel the whole thing a little bit.
By the way, you build a community by making people feel special, okay? Call them by their name, things like that. When they're coming to your store, make sure your restaurant rather, make sure you know them by their name. If they're coming in regularly, make sure you know them order. Things like that really make your patrons feel special, okay? And then that will begin to build your community, and that will lead to effective word of mouth marketing as a result as well. Sorry about that.
That's good. So what kind of promotions can you run? Should you run? Which one should you avoid? I think there are a million options and ways to approach that. And depending on your kind of business or your restaurant or your bar or whatever you're selling, it's different. So therefore, we just want to share one or two things that we think are important and maybe give you the most the best results. Mm-hmm. For example, especially when it comes to the food and beverage industry, I think you should never discount but give stuff away for free.
I think you have to explain that one.
Of course I will explain that one. So what do I mean by that? For example, let's say you are a bar and most bars have an happy hour at some point in time or at a specific day or things of that nature where you often get cocktails for half the price, right? So instead of discounting that cocktail, let's say the cocktail or the drink would normally cost $10 or whatever kind of number, let's say 10. And one way to approach that would say, all right, happy hour, every cocktail, every drink, 50% off, meaning customer pays $5, gets the cocktail, gets the drink, is happy. The other way to approach that, and the probably better way, is to say, okay, happy hour, buy one, get two, meaning the customer still pays the $10 in our example, but now gets two drinks. Mm-hmm. So why do we think, or why is that from a business perspective and from a marketing perspective, maybe the better way or the more effective way? First of all, people like to get stuff free. Okay, so you will get more people take you up on that offer because they get something free. That's number one. Reason number two is you make instantly more revenue, because instead of the $5 revenue that you made in the first scenario, now you make still 10, meaning you still get that cash flow, you still get that money into the business that you can pay your bills and don't lower your revenue. And I think another point is, and I think you brought it up earlier before we went live, is that that usually incentivize people to come with a friend or ask a friend or a family member or whatever to come with them, and therefore the motivation or the incentive for people to actually take you up on that offer is way higher. So to recap, don't discount. If possible, create an offer, create a promotion that gives something away for free to get the people in the door. Because if you get something for free, then you only have, think about it, you only have, especially when it's talking about drink, you only have the raw material cost of that drink, which is basically nothing. And that is your whole acquisition cost for that customer compared to any other media or any other marketing strategy where you need to pay a lot more to actually get the person into your store and buy something to acquire that customer the first time. Just offering a free meal or a free deal in a way or form is often the better way. And that way you also can keep the revenue at the kind of proper level.
Yep. It always sounds counterproductive, but it actually works out, as Simon just explained.
I don't think it sounds counterproductive. I mean, a lot of businesses do it that way, a lot of restaurants.
That's true. For a reason.
Exactly. For a good reason.
What I mean is, in terms of not discounting and rather doing giving away something for free, and what the differences are and why it's actually more effective to give away something for free rather than to discount.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have a kind of natural hesitation with giving something away for free. No, I'm a business, I need to make money. No, so, but at the end of the day, you always pay money or need to pay money to acquire a customer. Mm-hmm. And you need to look what is the most effective and at the end of the day, cheapest way to do that. And yeah, if you only have the raw material cost, it's usually much cheaper. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you not only should have a good promotion in place, or think about a good promotion, think about a good offer that people actually brings into your store, into your restaurant.
Yep.
You should also, as you said earlier, run ads, meaning not only posting organic on Facebook and Instagram, but also pay Facebook and Instagram to show your ads to more people. And the way how you can do that, or you should do that, are basically two important things. Number one, you can drop a pin on the location of your restaurant, and then say, okay, everybody in a mile or 5 miles or whatever you think makes sense, radius around that location, will see that ad. Criteria number one. And then criteria number two, it probably also makes sense to only show that ad maybe to people at a certain time, maybe before lunch, or maybe before dinner, or maybe on a Friday night, or whenever, or I don't know, Tuesday night when you have your happy hour, depending on your offer. Mm-hmm. Actually make sure that you're running the ads when it's relevant to your audience. For example, yeah, if you have a lot of business people that come for their lunch into your restaurant or for a takeaway or something like that, then yeah, probably 1 or 2 hours before lunch, mm-hmm. Should run the ad. And then someone scrolls through his feed, is already hungry, sees a picture of your food, thinks, oh, okay, today I'm going there. And that's the probably easiest way to get quick customers back in the door.
Yep.
Okay, before we continue to the next step, feel free to ask any questions. By the way, just give me a second. I want to make sure I don't miss any of the questions in the comments. Rita says, never thought about it in that way. I mean, a freebie right then, or rather than a discount, makes a lot of sense. Yeah, at the end of the day, it comes or boils down to testing. Mm-hmm. You need to test different offers your different target markets, different people, and then at the end of the day, use the one that works best. We're just trying to share what worked in the past, but yeah, the world is or changed a lot in the last few months, so make sure you test everything. Okay, so last step, or not last step.
Before we get there, there's another thing in terms of promotions, and that is influencers. In this industry, it's actually really important in the food and beverage industry on a whole to have an effective, to have influencers actually come in, and you can have them have a free meal, give them great service, and then they will tell their friends, and an influencer with their, you can leverage their following on social media or wherever it is. And that is really highly effective, and that's word of mouth again on steroids, definitely. So this certainly means that you have to have one, good food, and two, good service, okay? Because they need to be compelled by themselves to actually want to tell about your restaurant itself, okay?
Yeah, so how do you actually do that? Simple. It's a lot of hand-to-hand combat. You basically look on Instagram, for example, or on Facebook, probably Instagram the best starting point in that case, and check out, okay, who are the people in your area, in your location, that talk about food, that are foodies, and that are kind of related to your food, to your industry, to your restaurant. And then you just DM them, say, hey, are you interested in coming in my restaurant? I have a special drink. I have a special meal that you need to test, completely free. I pay for it. You invited, blah, blah. Then they come in. They get the meal. hopefully it's world class, as Aline said. They are, super happy with it. They take a picture, they share it on their social media, etc. Again, you only have the cost for the raw material and for the time that one of your staff members takes to contact the 100, 200, 300, 500 people that are maybe relevant in your area, in your target market, to write them manually. I don't know what criteria you want to say. Let's say everybody with 1,000 followers and more, or 5 or 10, whatever kind of size you want to choose. And then you go from there. And ideally, again, you only have the cost for the meal, for the food, and then therefore, free word of mouth, social proof, publicity, definitely,
influencer. And sure to do your research on the influencer that you choose as well to contact.
Yeah, for sure. Make sure that you have the right people that represent you.
So yes, number three.
Let's talk about number three. So I think at the end of the day, nobody really knows how long the current situation will go, what the regulations will be over the next months or maybe even years in the food and beverage industry, and how the whole thing plays out at the end of the day. So I think everybody, every business owner, but especially the restaurant industry, needs a strategy or something in place, even if they can't open or can't open 100%. So I think you should definitely think in some way or form about some delivery concept if you haven't done yet, and if you haven't done it yet, if you haven't done so, that you have one in place. And let's talk a little bit about different steps or different things you need to take care of that are important, that it actually works at the end of the day. Because it's not that easy just to say, okay, now I deliver and still maintain quality and everything. So just a few things to consider. So I think the most important part, or the first step, is that you actually create, let's call it, a delivery menu. Okay, because not all of the food that you offering in your restaurant on location actually can or make sense to deliver. Okay, for example, I mean, everybody has probably at some point in time ordered fries or pizza or whatever, and at the time it arrived, it was kind of soaky, wet, and
soggy.
Not really in the kind of state that you expected, and of course you don't want to that be the representation of the foods of your restaurant. So make sure that you create a delivery menu. And that doesn't have to be that big, but where you have the most important parts for that people can order, and where you can make sure that it actually makes sense to deliver and it arrives in the proper quality.
Right, and also in terms of getting it to arrive in a proper quality, you need to think about as well the packaging. If you have the wrong type of packaging, the food is going to spoil. And in terms of how it looks to the person who is ordering it, it has to actually be appetizing overall, or let's just say it has to be Instagram worthy. Okay. Everything that you create, try to make it Instagram worthy. So people are not only interested in eating it, but also interested in sharing it as well. And that, again, is a review for your business. Packaging is important. Not only logistically, but also in terms of marketing.
There are a few important things you have to consider. Branding, the packaging, the menu itself, definitely. And of course, at some point in time, you have to find drivers or people that actually deliver
The food, reliable.
That are reliable, that deliver it in time, that know the area, that have some kind of manners, that can deal with people, that are trustworthy, as you said.
Actually come to work every day.
Come to work every day. Things like that. You probably know what we're talking about. To deliver the actual food items. That aside. So assuming you have your delivery menu, then the next step would be that you actually think about let's say an order system, meaning order platform where people can orders at least, or first of all see the menu, and then second of all order whatever they want, place an order with their address, or maybe they going to pick it up, whatever kind of model system you have in place. And there are different ways to do it. In our eyes, the most efficient and quickest way is probably just to set up or to use Shopify as a platform here. And basically you have everything in place that you need. You can plug in a delivery app on top of that, and then you have basically everything in place that you need to run a delivery service for your restaurant. Mm-hmm. And again, the big advantage here is you have everything, or you have control over everything. You're not only reliable on a social media platform or on third-party apps, we're going to talk about in a second. But actually people are actually able to order or to place their order online.
And that's convenient.
That's convenient. Mm-hmm. And that's so important. And I can't stress that enough, that Shopify is actually responsive, meaning mobile optimized, that people mm-hmm. can order from their phones. Mm-hmm. You need to be aware that 90% of the traffic, especially in Jamaica, is people on their phone. Meaning when your web developer shows you the website and it looks nice on a desktop PC, but people can't really navigate or click the buttons or whatever on a mobile phone, it's kind of worthless. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you use platforms like Shopify, that's state of the art, so you don't have to worry about that.
And this helps you to have one of your staff members has to be there answering the phone all the time. So basically they have more time on their hands to do another task. Know that that system is basically automated and people can just go online, make the order themselves without actually calling in.
Yeah, exactly. So what you basically do is you get the orders coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe need someone to call them back and to confirm, make sure that everything is right, that the address is correct.
WhatsApp, whatever
makes sense in your case before you deliver it. Definitely want one person in place that actually monitors everything and has all the orders, control over all the mm-hmm. orders, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. By the way, if you guys have any questions, don't be afraid to just shoot, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just put them in the comment section. We try to monitor everything. And then after, or maybe simultaneously, but from a priority perspective, after you set up your own online platform, mm-hmm. online presence where people can order, or your delivery system, then in the second step, you can think about using third-party delivery apps. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are different options available in Jamaica where you can list your restaurant, where you can list your menu and the food items you're offering. Take a cut of all the sales that you make. So from a profitability perspective, not ideal. And again, you are on a third-party marketplace here, so you're not really owning the customer. And if you follow us for a while, you know that we always recommend that you own your own entities, that you own your customer and are not always playing on someone else's party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these were basically the three topics, the three things we want to share with you guys: content, promotions, and delivery system that you should have in place.
It's an interesting question from Instagram. Theo Smith asks, do mm-hmm. you think Shopify is a platform that a restaurant or caterer can scale with, or is it just a platform to start with?
Mm-hmm. I think if there is a platform in the world right now mm-hmm. that has everything and the infrastructure and the power and in the back end to scale, mm-hmm. then it is Shopify.
Yeah.
I think last week or this week, they announced that they now cooperate in the US with Walmart. big companies like Tesla used the Shopify platform in the past. So yeah, Shopify has from really small businesses to enterprise solutions, everything in place or everything that you need, depending where you are. So I think when you're making 10, 20 million US dollar in yearly sales and yearly revenue, then you can upgrade the Shopify from the normal Shopify subscription. So yeah, if you want to scale, Shopify is definitely the platform to do so. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think you will not have a scaling problem with a restaurant because you just, you have a natural cap somewhere compared, for example, with a software company that can almost scale limitless.
Yeah.
You have kind of a natural cap, basically, of the people that are around the physical location of your restaurant. So we have kind of limited here. But yeah, Shopify definitely offers everything you need to sell products, physical products, and also, of course, food.
Yep.
All right. So if we have any questions, or if you guys have any more questions, feel free to share them now before we recap and wrap up everything. Was that helpful so far? If so, then we really appreciate if you hit the thumbs up or give it a like. And if you haven't done yet, subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's basically where we share the most important content, where you can watch it later on, can watch all the replays, and click the little bell icon. Then you get notified every time we go live, every time we release a new video. And
every Sunday.
Every Sunday, live at 5. Mm-hmm. 5 p.m. exactly. That's probably the best way to follow us and get most of our content.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Theo.
Mm-hmm. I hope that was helpful. Mm-hmm. But if you're thinking about a proper solution, delivery online shop solution for your restaurant, mm-hmm. I definitely would have a look on Shopify. Okay, it looks we are good so far. No more questions.
Yep. And those of you who were probably maybe a little late, you can, of course, watch the replay on our YouTube channel, Ask Academy Jamaica.
Exactly. And we hope to see you next week. Again, Sunday tea time, every Sunday at 5 p.m., talking about business, marketing for Jamaican business owners. And we hope to see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.